Now let's go to 1 Kings 14, verses 1 through 13. And at that time, Jeroboam's son, Abijah, became very sick. So Jeroboam told his wife, "Disguise yourself so that no one will recognize you as the queen. Then go to the prophet Ahijah at Shiloh, the man who told me I would become king. Take him a gift of 10 loaves of bread, some cakes, and a jar of honey, and ask him what will happen to the boy." So Jeroboam's wife went to Ahijah's home at Shiloh. He was an old man now and could no longer see. Obviously, he had serious cataracts on his eyes, and he couldn't see at all. But, do you believe God can see through eyes, even the eyes that's got cataracts? But the Lord told Ahijah, Jeroboam's wife, will come here pretending to be someone else. She will ask you about her son, for he is very sick. You must give her the answer that I give you. So when Ahijah heard her footsteps at the door, he called it, "Come in, wife of Jeroboam." Why do we try to fool God? Can God do anything? "Come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why are you pretending to be someone else?" Then he told her, "I have some bad news for you." Now, where had this bad news come from? From God. "I have some bad news for you. Give your husband, Jeroboam, this message from the Lord, the God of Israel. I promoted you from the ranks of the common people and made you ruler over my people Israel. I ripped the kingdom away from the family of David and gave it to you." Now, why did he rip the kingdom away from David's family? Because of sin. Because of Solomon, the sins. Did you know that sin of David, think about this, David had a lust for beautiful women. Did that sin pass on to his son Solomon? Does anybody have any idea how many wives Solomon had? How many? 1,000 wives and how many concubines? I believe it was 500 or 600. Now, okay, if you got 1,000 wives and say it was 500 concubines, if you had 1,500 women living in your house, that man shaking his head, no. Ain't no way. I mean, today, I don't know about you, but I just got one wife and that's all I need. She's back there saying, "You better have one." One. That's all there is. What, honey? What are you trying to... "Oh, my grandbaby's here." "Oh, okay. Well, at the break, I'll bring her up here. You've got 15 minutes. I'll bring her up here and show her to you." But today, one wife, one man, one wife. That's God's plan from beginning, wasn't it? But, and he had 700 wives. Okay, and 300 concubines. Okay, so 1,000. He had 1,000 total women. 1,000. I mean, I can't even think about that. 700 wives. I mean, yeah. Oh my goodness gracious! So anyway, he says, "I ripped the kingdom away from the family of David and gave it to you, but you have not been like my servant David, who obeyed my commands most of the time." Now, David didn't obey him all the time. He said, "But obeyed my commands and followed me with all his heart and always did whatever I wanted him to do." When God asked him to do something, he did. And then, next verse, "You have done more evil than all who lived before." Now, how would you like for God to tell you, "You've done more evil than all who have lived before"? Is he a merciful God? "You have made other gods, and you have made me furious with your gold calves. And since you have turned your back on me, I will bring disaster on your dynasty. I will kill all your sons, slave or free alike." Who's going to kill them? I will burn up your royal dynasty as one burns up a trash until all it is gone. I, the Lord, vow that the members of your family who die in the city will be eaten by dogs. And those who die in the field will be eaten by the vultures. And Ahijah said to Jeroboam's wife, go on home, and when you enter the city, the child will die. Verse 13. All Israel will mourn for him and bury him. He is the only member of your family who will have a proper burial, for this child is the only good thing that the Lord, the God of Israel, sees in the entire family of Jeroboam. Even though God saw this child was good, he was still going to die. But at least he was going to get a proper burial. And the rest of them are going to be eaten by the dogs and the vultures. Because of whose sin? Jeroboam. The king. Does it pay good dividends to be obedient to God and make him happy? It'll take sickness and disease away from you. I mean, average person, when they read this, they never look at this like it's written at face value. It means what it says. Do we? We think, okay, God's, he's a great big old fuddy-duddy. You know, he's off out yonder in heaven. I'm a long ways away. He won't mind if I sin a little once in a while. No problem. Is that the way we think? Yeah. It obviously is. You know, whenever we get into a knockdown drag-out with somebody, or, I don't know, for some strange reason, the other day, while I was at GLC the other night, I happened to flip on the television to try to find God's Learning Channel, and since I didn't know what channel it was, I'm having to flip through all the channels, and some of you, if you still watch television, when I came to, I think it was CNN News or Fox News or whatever, when I come to the scene, there is a group of senators or congressmen or whatever, up in Washington, and just as I get to the scene, one of them pushes the other and punches him right in the mouth. And there's a mouth. I thought, good. What is? I stopped there for a second. I thought, what have we gone to? We had a brawl in Congress between our congressmen. Did anybody see that on the news? You did. Okay. I thought, boy. I mean, we got the supposedly the most educated men in the country up there running the country, and we got a knockdown, drag-out brawl in Congress.
One of them called the other one's mom with dirty name.
That's what it was all about. One of them called the other's mother a dirty name. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, now, those foul, vulgar words are not supposed to be in our vocabulary, and we got those kind of men running our country. And we wonder why we got problems in this country? Why do we have problems in this country? Because we don't have Christians running our country. We got the devil running our country. I don't care. I mean, I don't care what anybody says today. The devil is in control of America because of America's sins. You know that? Evil is everywhere. Now let's go to this one more scripture in the Old Testament, Malachi 6, 9 through 16. Micah. Micah 6, 9 through 16. Listen, fear the Lord if you're wise. Boy, there's a great statement right there. Listen, fear the Lord if you're wise. His voice is calling out to everyone in Jerusalem. That's not just in Jerusalem. That's all over the world. The armies of destruction are coming. The armies of destruction. The Lord is sending them. The armies of destruction are coming. And who's sending them? Will there be no end of your getting rich by cheating? The homes of the wicked are filled with treasures gained by dishonesty, measuring out grain in short measure. Do we see anybody doing these kind of things in America today? I mean, it's going on everywhere. Everywhere. Wow. Next scripture there. And how can I tolerate all your merchants who use dishonest scales and weights? The rich among you have become wealthy through extortion and violence. Your cities are so used to lying that their tongues can no longer tell the truth. Therefore, I will wound you. I will bring you to ruin for all your sins. You will eat but never have enough. Your hunger pains and emptiness will still remain. And though you try to save your money, it will come to nothing in the end. You will save a little, but I will give it to those who conquer you. Now then, if you don't serve God and do what He says, are you ever going to be blessed? Nope. You're never going to be blessed. You can't even save money and make it last, can you? You can do everything you want to trying to save your money. And you get a little bit saved up and you think, wow, I got an extra $200 this week. And you walk in the house, you think, man, I got $200 extra dollars. You walk in, your wife says, the washing machine just broke. And the man says, we need $400 and $450 to buy a new one. Any of y'all ever been there? The way some of you are laughing, it might have happened to you last week. You know, I walked in the other day. I've been trying to get this little mobile home all fixed up so Phil and Krista could live in it. And we're fixing it up really nice for them. And this last week they moved into it. But I was over at Home Depot the other day. I'll show you the difference if you serve God. If you're serving Him and doing what He says. I was over at Home Depot and I walked up and we didn't have a washing machine. They had a dryer. But we didn't have a washing machine, and I didn't have one for the mobile home. So I'm walking down the aisle, and there's a brand new Maytag sitting there, and it has $165 off on the price. It wasn't one of the big ones. It was a smaller one, but that's exactly what I needed for that mobile home. I looked at that, and I called the salesman. I said, why is this got this tremendous discount? He said, well, somebody bought it and took it home with them and used it one time, and it wasn't what they wanted. It wasn't big enough or something, so they brought it back, and they bought another one. I said, is it guaranteed? And he said, oh, yeah, perfect. Nothing wrong with it. It's perfect. Has a full warranty and everything. And I said, I believe it was $165 off on the price. Maytag, too. And I like Maytag. They're the best there is.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.